It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What have you done, Ray? What happened to the clouds and the rain?
I know, isn't it great?
It was beautiful. It was awesome. I was so happy.
It's beautiful today, too. Bleh. It still feels a little rainy, doesn't it? A little bit. It's cool.
Clouds are cool off in the distance and everything, but still a little too much blue sky for me.
Yeah.
I prefer some gray.
I love
cloudy.
It. I'll take rain again in a week, okay, for a day.
I wonder when it's going to be back. I bet it's going to be a long time this time. We don't really get, these.
Before the rain comes
back?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll have to go visit Seattle for a while or something.
You like rain too much.
I love it. With you. I love it.
Let's talk about today's show.
Alrighty.
We have tickets to Black Crowes.
Yes, indeed. You're going to be able to see them in the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room, which is going to be the tiny little venue that we have. But also, we're going to send you to see them, where is it again?
At the Greek.
At the Greek as well. So when you win that package, you get a hell of a lot of Black Crowes. We'll do that between 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 today.
We have Kings tickets.
Yes, we do.
We're going to do in the 5 o'clock hour. We have Give Me 5.
Yeah, girls, girls, girls. It's all about girls.
Songs with girls in the title.
Yep.
Weird things you collect.
I collect some pretty strange stuff.
One American dollar, which is one of the best. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Am I going to win?
I don't know. It's very possible.
Oh, really? I like those.
It's a super weird list.
I like a good super weird list.
What's up with Florida and what happened to Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, I heard that story. That's pretty bizarre.
Both coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'd like to send that one out to Walter White, by the way. I know that he was a big fan of Steely Dan.
Uh-huh. You know he was, okay.
Heisenberg, yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know if you saw this, was detained at the airport in Munich, Germany.
I did see that.
For 2.5 hours.
They got the governator.
They asked him questions about an expensive watch that he had, and he didn't declare. You're supposed to declare it to the, I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta, when you go in and you go, whatever, you just, hey, yeah, I bought this and I owe you taxes, but I'm trying to get away with it. But I mean, come on, like, that's what he's doing.
He was taking it to Austria to auction for a charity event.
There you go. A charity event, even. Yeah. So, well, they're like, hey, I know that dude. We gotta stop him. I want to get a picture with him.
Let's talk to him if we can. It's the Heineken 00 hotline. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What? Ah, Kevin and Sluggo, how are you doing today?
We're good.
We're good.
I'm so glad.
How are you?
I could not be better. It's incredible. You know, all these things I'm doing all the time with all the charities and these things, raising money. It's so completely fulfilling for me, you know. It's like pumping iron, but with my soul.
Were you upset during that 2.5 hours when the guys in Germany held you?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. You know, I said, I'm really getting a raw deal here. That was a movie I made.
Right. Did they catch that reference?
And I don't think they did. They were confused, mostly. But, you know, I was bringing this watch into, you know, auction it off for the charity, you know. I have a global climate charity. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the world doesn't freeze over because I don't want to be Mr. Freeze. So they, you know, they stopped me. I think they thought maybe, you know, with the watch I was having, maybe I was smuggling other things, you know. So maybe they were worried I had things stuck in my tuchus, you know.
Did they do that kind of search on you?
They didn't, because I assured them, you know, I wasn't carrying any jewelry or anything inside my butt. Because if I did when I walked, I would jingle all the way.
Yes, that's another movie that you made.
That's the movie I was in.
Right. So did you actually get to auction it off?
Well, I had to pay taxes on it, like you said. You know, when you come into the country, if you bring luxury items, they have to make you pay a certain amount of tax. So, you know, first I tried the credit card and it didn't work. The machine didn't work. I couldn't believe it. So I said, let me go to an ATM and I'll get the money out and I'll be back with the money. What's up
with Florida? Florida man hands deputy driver's license with meth on it during traffic stop.
Was he bribing him?
No.
Was he just dumb?
Just dumb.
Oh, okay.
From Winter Haven, Florida, according to Polk County Sheriff Grady Judge, a deputy pulled over Robert Brush because he was driving with an obstructed license tag.
Oh, so he's trying to hide his license plate, I would think.
Yes, or yeah. It's accidental. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
But he wasn't pulling him over for suspected drug use.
He wasn't going 160. Nope. He wasn't weaving all over the place.
Right.
Yeah.
So the officer asked for his license. The robber handed it to him. I'm sorry, Robert handed it to him. The officer noticed a white powder on the actual driver's license. They searched Robert and found meth in his waistband.
Oh, yeah.
And meth in his car.
You know, you don't want to be searching this dude's waistband. You know, the last thing I want to put, where I want to put my hand?
Yeah, I agree.
Is his waistband.
That's why you have the junior officer.
Yes.
Well, search his waistband.
I believe that guy's got a whole lot of meth on him.
I think there's some meth there.
Go stick your hand down his pants. See what happens.
Apparently, this dude is no stranger to law enforcement. He's been locked up in the Polk County Jail dozens of times.
Well, you'd think you'd know by now, putting meth on his driver's license as he hands it over.
I don't think he put it on his driver's license as much as it was just being used that way.
Right. He was cutting up whatever.
Right.
What
happened. And he just handed it to him and was like, all right, here you go.
Hey, man, here you go. All right. You guys are great.
So the sheriff said, if you're talking about crazy criminals, here he is. So you want to get made fun of by law enforcement. That's what
just
you want to
make
made
sure,
fun of.
Yeah, when you hand over your license, that everything's been brushed off.
Right.
Yeah, his name is Brush.
His name
he
is Brush. Robert Brush.
That.
Yes.
Robert, you're an idiot.
Correct.
It's a couple from the Eagles on a 2 for Tuesday.
I need a dollar, dollar.
Yes, I
dollar,
do.
That's what I need.
Hey, hey.
You need a dollar.
I do.
I can sense that.
I fully 100% need a buck.
The category
yes.
that you must guess uh-huh. is the 10 most commonly used household objects people use sexually. 10 most commonly used household objects.
What are you doing with that?
People use sexually.
Blank. That's not what that's for.
Right.
Wow, that's I like that. That's interesting. That's concerning. You know, the first thing that leaps to my mind, and this is not a guess.
Okay.
First thing that leaps to mind, thanks to Stripes, is a spatula.
Oh, the old spatula treatment.
You gotta love the old spatula treatment.
Right.
Feather duster.
Feather duster.
Yeah, that could be. Oh, come on, you're not hanging with the right people then.
That's a pretty good guess, though.
That could be some serious fun, I should think.
Yeah. 10 most commonly used household objects people use sexually.
Extension cord.
Extension cord.
A little tying up sort of thing. Oh, no.
Wow.
Damn it.
I'm surprised. I thought you were going to get this. You still may.
Well, by the way, $1 American is brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend $1 American at Yamaha. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaha.com. Vacuum cleaner. That can be some serious fun.
Vacuum mm-hmm. hose.
Yeah. Yes. Woo.
Is number 9.
Number 9 on the hit list.
Quote, your house isn't the only thing that's dirty. They have a little slug line for each one.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Turkey baster.
Turkey baster.
Yeah, that could be entertaining.
I don't know. I'm going to have to say, I think I'm going to say yes. Because,
yeah? Woohoo!
Kitchen utensils?
Kitchen utensils. Well, that's a wide array.
It is.
So it's certainly in there.
So I would think that your spatula would
sure.
also
oh, okay.
be correct
spatula
for that one.
Yeah, all right.
All right, so you got two more and you got to get them both right.
Wow, I'm completely out of ideas already.
Some of them I wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. And some of them you've used inappropriately. You know, I would think like the wash machine, you know, if you sit up atop the wash machine when it's... could be entertaining. Yeah!
I'm sorry.
Oh, you bastard!
I'm sorry.
You bastard!
That was honestly a mistake. That is not one of them.
They had to get all the rest of them right.
Although...
Yeah. I mean...
Again...
Yeah.
That probably should be on there somewhere.
I mean, come on!
Yeah, agree.
That really helps get things going. On one side of the coin, as it were, if you won't. So you said I had to get them all right, so I got...
Oh, that's right, you did.
What do we got? I want to hear the comments,
right.
too.
The 10 most commonly used household objects people use sexually.
Mm-hmm.
Ice is number 10.
Oh, yeah!
Bring a refreshing chill to your bed.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Number 9 is vacuum hose.
Yeah.
Your house isn't the only thing that's dirty. Number 8 is food and produce.
Oh, okay. All
full
right.
of vitamins and phallic pleasures. Number 7 is pant hangers.
Pant hangers, not like coat hangers. What's a pant hanger?
A pant hanger is a hanger that has the bar across and those two little clips
see,
on
that's
it.
That's super fancy for me. So, I wouldn't think you, Mr. Schwartz, would have pant hangers either.
It's called the slug line for this is pant hangers, clips, and nips.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Nice. Nice. Well,
speaking of which, chopsticks and hair bands.
Oh.
This is for CBT. You know what that is?
No, I don't.
It's a torture
thing. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all not. Right. You don't want to know.
Well, maybe.
Number five, icy hot.
That's a bad idea.
The burn that feels good.
No, it does not.
I disagree. I agree with you. It's terrible.
I found out at 13. That's a terrible idea.
Number four is kitchen utensils, which you got.
Yeah, yeah.
Number three is pet gear.
Pet gear?
When things get rough. R-U-F-F.
Oh, man. Fido's like, I'm never wearing that again.
This one shocked me. The over the towel hook.
Over the towel?
Over door.
Yeah.
Towel hook.
What do you do with that?
You either get tied up, or there's things.
There are
ways of to using. Insert.
Right.
And number one is candle wax.
Get into your life. Candle wax! Yes!
Candle wax.
Of course. Candle wax.
You don't want to know about the overdoor towel hook.
I like the candle wax and on the other end of it, ice.
Yeah, that's good. Winston Churchill's wartime false teeth are up for sale February 6th.
Winston Churchill's wartime false teeth.
Yes.
Up for sale. For at an auction?
Yep.
Any idea what the...
It's one of those celebrity item auctions.
Sure, his teeth.
It's just his face. After losing several teeth while still in his 20s, Churchill carried two sets of dentures with him all the time.
Wow.
So that if he had to give a speech or whatever, he could do it.
And do they say how much it's going for or likely to go for?
This set was probably made at the start of World War II, the auction house said, and must be among the most unusual items we have ever sold. They're expecting it to go for about $10,000.
Is that all?
I would have thought higher, too.
Man!
But I don't collect that kind of stuff.
You don't collect false teeth?
I don't. Huh. I don't have a false teeth collection.
You don't have a dentures collection.
I don't.
I used to collect playing cards, you know, actual, you know, like poker cards.
Right.
At the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Every night people would throw them at once, you know, like they throw pop. Well, they just throw all sorts of crap. And for some reason, I wanted to put together an entire deck of Rocky
Horror.
Were
you paying attention to, like, I need the seven of diamonds?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. By the end of it, yeah. I was like 2 years of doing it, and I never did get a full set or whatever.
That's craziness.
Yeah.
I only collect stuff that's sort of sports memorabilia.
Okay.
So, and also music, sports and music.
Yeah.
So, for sports, in soccer, they all make these scarves, and there are thousands of different ones.
Right.
So, I collect a bunch of those for the Galaxy, for U.S. soccer, for FC Barcelona.
How many do you have, do you think?
I don't know, probably 12 to 14.
So,
enough.
When the celebrity death auction comes along, that's what you'll have.
I don't really, when I die, you can have a scarf.
And when Taylor Swift dies, Bean will be in the car. Be very upset and bawling, but he'll be a...
So we're looking for perhaps weird collections. What do you collect?
What do you collect?
It doesn't have to be as crazy as Winston Churchill's false teeth.
What are you going to do with those? You know, I'm afraid what people would do with his false teeth.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. I would think you would want to put stuff that you love, that you really are happy with, on the wall. You like
on
put it on
a glass
the wall.
Case. Yeah. So when grandma comes over, whose false teeth are those, dear?
Right,
Winston Churchill.
Right. What are you going to say now, Mom? But look, there's only like five teeth in it.
It's
kind of gross.
Wow, that is gross.
I don't love it.
No, that's disgusting. Nope. So those are just those are like, what do you call those? They're just,
that's just the upper.
Yeah, and it's just the ones that are missing. So he still had a lot of his teeth.
But, yes.
Okay, all right. That's kind of disgusting.
It is a little bit, but somebody's going to buy it.
Mouth.
Yes,
Winston Churchill's mouth.
Right.
You know what? I'm not on board with this collection after all. I was going to put 10 grand down and see if I could get it.
See if you could get that.
Yeah,
I know. So what are the weird things that you collect? Maybe people make fun of you for it. Maybe it's, who knows? You know, people collect matchboxes.
Yeah.
They
How did you get started, you know, to,
yeah,
we
exactly.
kind of do that, actually. We collect, they don't find them very much anymore, but the little box of, what do you call them? The matches that you know.
That you strike the little match.
I have a ton from casinos.
Oh, you do?
Tons of casino ones, yeah.
Interesting.
Forgot about that. I actually have that, which is a fire hazard, I should
yes,
think.
Yes, it is. A bad one.
They're all just on top of each other.
818-955-KLOS, the weird things you collect. We're talking about Winston Churchill's wartime false teeth being up for sale.
It's a very strange thing for you to say.
It really is, and it's a strange thing to buy, but they're expecting it to go for only 10 grand.
Yeah,
which I thought
false
would be higher.
Teeth.
But we're talking about things that you collect. The weirder, the better. What do you got?
What I collect are all my toys from my childhood.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Things like model cars, the early electronic toys, Star Wars. I have a humongous collection of Star Wars.
Do you have like a room that you display all that stuff, or are they all in boxes put away?
It's in boxes put away. And you know what? It's funny you should ask that. Because every time I get something new, I show it to my children, mm-hmm. and I say this. I'll say, take a good look, because you'll never see it again.
And so these are like new versions of the toys you actually had when you were a kid.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Like I reacquire them.
Right. And, yes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Nice. I actually did that. You remember the little barn that you would open the door and the cow would moo inside?
It's no.
A Fisher-Price toy. It was like the first thing I had.
What was the name of it?
I don't know. It had a little...
Barn and Cow.
Yeah. And a little red barn. And I found that and I bought that.
Really?
Yes.
Because it reminded
yes,
you
of being four.
Huh.
Yeah, it was really weird. But I love
KLOS.
That.
KLOS. Hello.
Trains.
You collect trains?
I do. I have a lot of them brand new in the box, that like a Johnny Cash, you know, definitely all the Lionel in very different sizes.
That's cool.
Are still brand new in the box. You know, what I did is I bought them for a Christmas present for someone, you know. Oh, I'm not going to give that to them because they want a
Jay. Yeah, that's too good for them.
You've seen by any chance this Japanese website where cats are all over model trains, knocking them off the tracks and attacking them? It's hilarious.
Oh, I love cats. Stupid videos.
Well, you would really appreciate this because it's all about trains, model trains. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
My mom collects thimbles.
Thimbles?
Thimbles is one I haven't heard of.
Yeah, how long has she been doing that?
Since before I was born.
Wow.
My mom did it, and then she took her collection. Now she's added on anytime anyone travels.
My wife's mom used to collect shot glasses, and we have all of them now. We have a ton of shot glasses.
I can understand where you
would... last count was like 500 and something.
Wow!
She got some from almost every country, every state.
Wow!
How do I understand how you come across shot glasses? But how do you come across thimbles?
Where do you find those?
Airports.
Those junky stores.
That's hilarious.
That's the only place, really.
That's awesome.
And on top of that, I'm collecting my son's baseball jerseys because when he's older and graduating high school, I'm going to make him a quilt with all of his feet.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice.
That's awesome. That's very cool. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Things that you collect. We started this hour talking about the false teeth of Winston
Churchill. Up for grabs at an auction for $10,000.
And we thought, what a weird thing to collect. So we started taking calls on what you collect. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I collected a name of all the girls that I've been with.
And it's a total list of three.
No, it's actually 51.
Oh, well, there you go.
And what does it look like? Is it just written on a napkin, or is it like official paper?
It's an old piece of paper, and all the names were written on them every which way, even with some notes, because I don't really remember some of them.
Some notes.
Is that the original piece of paper from the very first time?
It's from the very first time.
Oh, I like that. I don't ever want to touch that list because it's probably...
It's already laminated.
Dude, thanks for calling, man. That's an interesting collection.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, so I'm one of those weirdo teeth collectors.
You're a teeth collector?
Really?
How does that work?
Well, it started with my mom, and she used to keep our teeth when the tooth fairy would come. So she had this jewelry box full of my teeth and the teeth of my two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And then I became a mom, so I kept my daughter's teeth. I also have my wisdom teeth and both my sister's wisdom teeth. I don't have my daughter's because apparently she thinks it's weird that I have them.
Of course she does. She's the only one with sense in your family. Where do you put them up someplace? Do you show them?
No, I have them in jars in my closet.
Oh, that's
what
creepy.
Do you think about Winston Churchill's false teeth going up for auction for $10,000?
I don't like fake things. I don't like fake handbags or teeth. I want them real.
You want the real thing.
You wouldn't want them because they're not real.
They're not real.
If they were real.
What if they were really Winston Churchill's teeth?
I wouldn't pay $10,000 for them because they're like from like World War I, and I can only imagine the quality of tooth it would be.
Well, that's a very interesting collection.
I also have jewelry made out of teeth.
All right. I didn't think we'd get your call, but I'm glad
we
did.
No, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Right on. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Darren. Things I collect is, one of you guys might like this. I, on the side of my entertainment center, I have all the labels from all the ACE that I've purchased from dispensaries, all the different strains.
Wow. Is that right?
Yeah, I can smoke that. I
think
like
we
it.
Both like that. He doesn't smoke them, though. He's saving them.
I go down the list and see them all.
What? What's some of the best names of some of the strains?
Oh, man, from anywhere from Cheetah Pit.
We beeped it.
But then they get all the weird ones that they've been coming out with. It's like exotics, which is like apple fritter, garlic pie.
Cotton candy. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I feel like I'm ordering the food when I go to the dispensary. I'm like, I thought I was coming here for weed.
Right. I'm looking for cheetah piss.
You made me have to beep another one, you bastard. Ooh, we got away with that one. Right on. Thank you for calling. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
They're harder to find these days, but those naked lady pens. You know, when you upside down and
I loved those when I was a kid. I was fascinated by those for many reasons. Just how they worked, technically, for one thing, but...
So they're the pens that you turn upside down and the clothes go away.
Correct. Okay. It's a little awkward, but if a family's going to Orlando and ask if you want something, you ask them for a naked lady pen.
How many do you think you have?
I have about 35.
Yes!
35 of them.
Don't forget, Christmas is 300 and some
just
days
right
away.
Around the corner.
Yeah, so you can send a couple in over here to KLOS.
You got it.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling, dude. I'll start a naked lady pen collection. I love it. 818-955-KLOS.
You collect something. The weirder, the better.
Remember those glasses, too? You used to put ice in them, and the colder it got, the more clothes came off. That was another...
No, I don't remember
that. I loved those.
I'll keep those. Right now, we're talking about weird things you collect.
Yeah, I'm a retired police officer, and when I went through motorcycle school, I started collecting patches from the other police agencies.
Interesting. Like what?
I have over 400 of them.
Wow!
Kidding.
Yeah. From all over the country, even from some other countries.
What's the most remote, weird location you have that you can think of?
I forget what it's called, but it's somewhere in Germany. Some weird one. I don't even know what it says.
That's awesome.
I don't even know what it says.
All in binders.
That's awesome. That's a good collection. I like that. That's
pretty
cool. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey. I got to say, don't pass out drunk in front of that lady who collects teeth.
Right?
That's a great tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, pro tip. What do you collect?
CD long boxes.
Oh, man. I had to deal with those at Warehouse Records that I was fired from.
How many do you have?
Oh, at least 500.
Wow. And do you have racks to put them all in?
No. I collect a lot of junk, unfortunately. And every time I opened a CD, I would save the box. And now it's at the point, even though I know, I think somewhere inside me, I believe that some prop house is going to want to buy them because they're filming a 90s movie about a record.
Right. have you ever eBayed them, though, to see how much they're going for? They might actually be going for some money now.
I wouldn't think anybody would be even looking for them.
You never know, man.
Dude, put them up on eBay and see.
Yeah.
Just check it out.
All right, I guess I will.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. That's
send us a finder's
collection.
Fee.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I just started recently drinking coffee, and I steal mugs everywhere I go.
Awesome. What's the best mug you have so far?
I have Dominic's Restaurant from Cyprus. It's an Italian spot, and I got Bubba Gump and Denny's.
Nice.
I love that you started a collection of stealing things. That's pretty great.
Thank you. I've never stolen anything in my life. I just started recently. What I do is I leave an extra tip for the waiter or waitress.
Ah, I got you.
That's a conscious alleviation thing.
Give me five.
No.
I think we're in.
No, I will not.
I think it's a yes from us.
No. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay, we'll give you five.
The theme is songs with girls in the title.
Guess what first? But other songs have girls in the title and girls elsewhere in the song.
818-955-KLOS.
Give Me Five Tonight is songs with girl in the title, and Terry and G-Unit came up with a damn good suggestion. It is Devo and Girl You Want. Girls, girls, girls. And Give Me Five.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Good, thank you. It's Give Me Five songs about girls.
How about some AC/DC? Girls Got Rhythm.
Oh, I love that one. Girls Got Rhythm. Backseat Rhythm.
Hell yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Good, thank you. We're doing Give Me Five Songs About Girls.
Yeah, how about David Lee Roth, California Girl?
I might count that as six.
Yeah,
maybe six.
Cheating a little because, you know, we got a great request. Someone called in for Cowgirl in the Sand, but didn't have 9 minutes and 53 seconds. Did have 2 minutes and 54 seconds, however, for that one from Neil by request.
It's my favorite story of the day. It's animal news. British Zoo has new plan to rehabilitate its potty mouth parrots.
Ah, that's awesome. I always wanted to get a bird and teach it nasty things, but that's just kind of mean because then it's hard to replace them.
People
after
have
die.
Done that.
Oh, yeah.
And then they donate them to the zoo.
Oh, man.
And the zoo's trying to figure out what to do. Here's the story.
Some foul-mouthed parrots at a British zoo are in big trouble for swearing at guests. Five African gray parrots were donated. Now, get this. From separate owners. But they were donated to the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park within the same week. Well, the birds had to be quarantined together. You know how parrots are. They start talking. And soon they were cussing at each other.
Come here.
I love that bird. I love that bird. I'll take the bird.
Same.
Oh, that's awesome.
Then they put him on display.
Ha.
And they cussed at the visitors. Who then started swearing back at the parrots. Why would you? The zoo removed the parrots from public view, put them back in quarantine, apparently, so the children wouldn't hear all of it. Staff are hoping the birds' language will get more family-friendly now that they're separated.
Nope.
I have so many questions. Oh, my gosh.
That is beautiful.
Their plan is to put these five
foul-mouthed birds,
parrots, with 92 non-swearing parrots.
Oh, I see.
And they're hoping that that'll 92? Work.
92?
92,
holy
yes.
Cow.
But imagine if all 97 start cursing.
I'm going to that zoo.
That's the best zoo ever.
I'm going to that zoo, man.
I can't stop thinking about the birds that are cursing.
That's one of my favorite stories ever. That's awesome. I would so go.
Same.
Scream at the parrots.
Same.
Listen to them screaming.
We have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Buffalo Sabres. This is tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets. Or if you want to be caller 25, we can do some hockey slang. 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, good luck.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Who's Pat?
Pat, you're caller 25.
Holy crap.
There you go.
I was going to say...
Yeah, we know. You want to do some hockey slang?
You know what? I don't see why not. I'm in Vegas right now, so...
Nice.
You're listening to KLOS in Las Vegas?
Yes, sir.
I love that.
I love that as well.
What game do you play? What's your favorite game?
It's definitely baseball.
No,
oh,
he
sure,
was talking about, he yeah, was yeah, talking about gambling
who
game.
Who cares? Right. I like baseball. That's right. The perfect answer.
Here's your slang. What does it mean when you call a player a goon?
When you call a player a goon.
Yep.
That means he is just like, you know what?
No.
I don't think that's going to cover it.
I don't what?
He's the hitman.
The hitman.
The guy comes in and he'll take you out.
He's the fighter. Yes.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's correct.
Yeah!
Wow!
Woo! Winning in Vegas!
Thank you, guys.
Well done. You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Buffalo Sabres. It's tomorrow. Are you going to be back?
Yeah, I'll be back.
Tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets.
You're having a busy, crazy week, man.
Time for What We Learned. In What's Up with Florida, a guy who was pulled over by the cops gave the cop his license and it had meth on it.
You know, that kind of makes you look a little guilty.
A bit.
A bit guilty. Yeah.
And Sluggo didn't win one American dollar by not answering four of the top 10 items in your home that can be used for sex.
However, we agreed that washing machines should be on the list.
Yes.
And listener Raul came up with a beautiful illustration that we reposted of me on a washing machine.
It is quite beautiful.
Yeah, someone said, wow, you're buff, dude. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have two tickets to see the Black Crowes Friday, April 12th at the Greek Theater. Tickets are on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. And we have two tickets to see the Black Crowes at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room for an intimate interview with Marcy and Matt Pinfield, followed by a live performance on Thursday, February 8th at 1 p.m. We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Who's this?
This is Ray.
Ray, you're caller 25.
I'm Ray in Corona.
Hey, Ray in Corona, you're caller 25.
Yeah, that doesn't change anything. That's good.
You get to see the Black Crowes on Friday, April 12th at the Greek Theater. And you got two tickets to see them at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room.
And that's all made possible by your helpful SoCal Honda dealer. So you go thank them. Will you, Ray? You stop by and go, hi, I want to thank you for making that happen.
There's a Corona Honda right across the street.
There you go.
Perfect.
We have tickets for you to see the Black Crowes on Friday, April 12th at the Greek Theater. Tickets for that go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. And two tickets to see the Black Crowes at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. Matt Pinfield and Marcy is going to be there. They're going to interview and get a little live music on February 8th at 1 p.m.
And that's made possible only by your helpful SoCal Honda dealers. If you want to call right now, we'll get you into both of those.
Caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
Jenny just called her and made herself caller 25. She's going to go see the Black Crowes at the Helpful Honda Rock Room with KLOS. And she's going to go see him again at the Greek Theater. That is on April 12th. Those tickets on sale this coming Friday at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster. She said that was her favorite band.
Yeah.
Black Crowes.
It's pretty
cool.
Great.
Right on. Congratulations, Jenny. David Bowie released his 10th studio album on this day in rock in 1976, Station to Station. He started recording it right after he finished filming The Man Who Fell to Earth. Carole King's Tapestry set a new record, 302 weeks on the Billboard's album charts on this day in rock in 1977.